For many Michiganders, Michigan craft beer is a staple in our homes. But in a documentary called simply The Michigan Beer Film, director and producer Kevin Romeo sees Michigan beer as more of a movement. WMUK's Aaron Williams talked with Romeo about making the film.
While several national brands like Kellogg, Whirlpool, and Domino's Pizza call the state of Michigan home, there are even more local products that can be found in our refrigerators, on our shelves, and even in our soap dishes. Beer is no exception, and Michiganders know their beer.
I think the stat right now is there's 2,600 breweries in the United States, and there's about 150 in Michigan. So out of the 50 states, we're accounting for a little less than 10% of the breweries in the country, which is pretty awesome. And Michigan's starting to compete on that national level, and people think about regions of craft beer style. Like, Michigan's definitely becoming one of the regions in itself. Like, the Michigan craft beer scene is very strong.
Kevin Romeo isn't far off on that statistic. According to the Brewers Association, Michigan ranked 5th in the nation in craft breweries in 2012. Bell's Brewing Company in Kalamazoo Comstock was ranked 7th, and Founders Brewing Company in Grand Rapids was ranked 29th among the nation's 50 largest craft breweries. Romeo is the director of the Michigan Beer Film, a documentary that travels around the state discussing each facet of producing craft beer, from growing hops to making the business work.
They make beer in Michigan. We've got people that refuse to enjoy a Michigan beer because it's got aroma, it's got color, it's got flavor, it's got finish, it's got aftertaste. And you know what? You have a couple of them and you're done.
Romeo owns Rhino Media in downtown Kalamazoo, which produced the film. He also raised funds through a Kickstarter campaign that helped bring in an additional $34,000 to complete the editing process. The documentary crew began filming in January of 2012. Romeo and his skeleton team conducted interviews with beer production facilities all over the state, including sites in Detroit, Bel Air, and even Kalamazoo's own Bell's. The story goes deeper than just the end product. You'll hear anecdotes about the process, find out what it takes to get the beer to the people, and how to create a legacy around a product. With a soundtrack full of local musicians like The Soil and the Sun, Andrew Bemis, and The Crane Wives, the film sets itself up as an entertaining, educational experience.
You think about craft beer in the United States, you think about New England, the Northeast, you definitely think about the Pac Northwest, you think about the, you know, the mountain region, Denver, and then you think about Michigan.
Like they say, life is too short to drink crappy beer, and we've always believed in that. And fortunately, we've got, you know, over 100 breweries in the state of Michigan to pick from.
I think that's the beauty of the craft industry in Michigan is we have the seasons. It opens us up to such a broad variety of beautiful craft styles.
In the film, Romeo is trying to show that there's more to beer than just, well, beer. It's about the celebration and pride that can grow out of crafting one great local product.
The story of Michigan beer is about people and their passions. And what I get really excited about, people who don't make excuses for what they can't do, and just go do stuff. That's what I wanted to see. I want to see the hop farmers taking chances, putting everything they have into making this thing grow because they believe in it. You know, that type of stuff is what gets me excited.
The film made its debut back at the State Theater in September, and it's been shown all over the state. On Monday, Goodrich Theaters will show the film in Michigan, Illinois, Missouri, and Indiana as part of its documentary series. The next screening of the Michigan Beer Film will be on Monday at the Kalamazoo 10 Movie Theater. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Williams.